Just one halakha regarding the laws of bidikat hametz. Following the bidikah, the halakha does mandate that one has to make bitul. The language of the bitul is kal hamirat deika bereshuti dela hazite udla bi'irte libtil v'leve ke'afra de'ara, which means in Hebrew, any hametz, or for that matter, leavening agents that is in my possession that I did not see nor burn, it should be batel, nullified like the dust of the earth. The concern is that maybe during the bidikah, something you didn't find, so some, significant pieces of hametz are still hidden somewhere in the house. So we don't want the fellow to find it on Pesach, and now he's going to come to own it. So therefore he nullifies any hametz that he did not see. Of course, he should say the bitul in the language that he understands. In the olden days, they spoke Aramaic, so they said in Aramaic. The Yerushalmi, for example, brings down the Lashon of the Bitul in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. If a person does not know what he's saying when he makes the Bitul, it is not viable. He has to know exactly what he's saying at the time of the Bitul. It is proper to say the Bitul three times, Acham Avadya writes, and it is proper as well in one of the times to add the word Hefker, which means Liptil V'Deheve Hefker, that you're just making your hametz in your house ownerless like the dust of the earth. Now it should be noted, Hacham Avodah writes here on Daf Nun Vavuk, Shebaal HaBayit Mitzaveh L'Shaliach Libdok Hametzo V'Lebatelo. If let's say the Baal HaBayit is appointing an agent to make the Bidikat Hametz and the Bitul for him, so the agent can make the Bidikah, but the owner should make the Bitul. You can make bitul no matter where you are. A person can be in Hong Kong and just make a bitul for his hametz that is in New York. It's always proper for the owner of the hametz to make the bitul himself. However, if let's say we're not certain, person's wife is not certain that the husband is going to make bitul, she can make bitul for the husband even if he doesn't designate her. She can say, Kal hamirat ika b'reshut ba'ali. Any hametz that's in my husband's possession, leve kafra dara. Again, of course, she must understand it. Now, the hametz that one finds during the bidikah, or for that matter, the hametz that he's intending to eat the next day, he does have to put it in a protected place. Preferably, he should put it somewhere high up, on top of a refrigerator or a cabinet where nobody can get to it, not mice or children. And if he's leaving it on his table, he should cover it with a keli. Again, we don't want any rodents of any sort to get to the hametz, and that's going to bring it around the house. For the next morning, of course, a person eats whatever he wants to eat, and the leftover hametz that he has, he makes the bi'ur. We will discuss in further halakhot exactly how one makes the bi'ur. But again, our point is that the hametz that he has left over at night should be placed in a protected area so it does not get lost again in the interim.